curious how accurate you think that rate is, and sort of how reflectively it's tallied of what's really going on.
We have switched to a 4-year kind of cohort rate, right? And there's been various different ways it was calculated over prior years. And so we've studied this quite a bit along with the department and experts around the country. And we think Delaware's data is probably one of the most robust in terms of how we do track our students and how we do count, those students that are actually in school and graduating in that new 4-year cohort model. So I think the data is as robust as we can get it. You realize that's always difficult with sometimes our students are transient, right? They're there, and then we don't necessarily know why they don't show up or come back in terms of – but if they're in our system, we're able to measure that 4-year cohort rate pretty robustly, I think.
So tell me a little more about how that cohort system works.
We start with first-time ninth graders, and then I think there's a piece where they add students who transfer in minus students who transfer out. But they look at those ninth graders over that 4 years and those who actually end up at that 4-year graduation, right? So that's kind of like the high cut of that. So I think we're able to track that pretty, pretty well.
So at our 84% rate and that increase, that really puts us among sort of the more leading states, or certainly well in the middle of the pack nationally. Why do you think that rate's been climbing so much more in the past year than it had in the years before that?
Yeah, so I think there are two reasons. One, I think, is we do have some real programs that are impactful there. We do step in early, right, in terms of looking at indicators as early as middle school. Those students who may not have enough graduation credits or on track in terms of with enough credits to graduate, so we intervene there. And we have a lot of community programs, right, that are really saying, what can we do to keep you in school, to give you the support you need to actually get through walking into high school at ninth grade and then coming out, with a high school diploma. The other, things I think that's important around that is that, we have actually raised our graduation requirements in some sense, right? We're now, requiring Algebra 2 or equivalent. We're sending signals across the state that our students need to, again, have a higher level of rigor and readiness leaving the 12th grade than they had in prior years.
Are there ways that sort of lower performing kids or kids that are maybe bad testers or something like that can work around these requirements and get on track to graduate, sort of outside of the mainstream system?
Our students that are struggling the most have the same, are required to complete the same number of credits as students who are excelling on the opposite end of the spectrum. So our graduation requirements, there's no tiers in our diploma, are the same across the board.
Sure. So pretty straight and narrow. Do you think this system is working for Delaware? We're seeing your numbers tick up. I mean, what's kind of the end goal?
Yeah, I think it is working for us in terms of that goal of getting that graduation up. I think we were somewhere literally, in the low 80s, if maybe high 70s at some point 2 years ago. And to see us, have this tremendous jump, about 4.5-5%, is exactly the direction that we need to go. Because we look at our economy, will be built on folks who have a minimum of a high school diploma, and in some cases will require at least some level of training certification, if not a 2 or 4 year degree beyond high school to participate, to have options in the job market.
Sure. And so those 15% or so of kids that are still not making it to graduation, what else can we do to get them on track?
We understand, and we know personally on the board, just with our own families and children, that there are many factors that contribute to a child not graduating, at least graduating on time, right? So we have some kids who we know we are not serving well from a community perspective, from a home perspective. They go everything from abuse to homeless. And, just that environment does not allow them to show up every day or in a consistent way, right, to get what they need to graduate in the 4 years. And so we lose them in that 4-year cohort graduation rate, but we have programs beyond that, right, to actually capture them with credit recovery, GED, but we don't count those students, you know, in that graduation rate of 84%.
That's good to know. I mean, it sounds like beyond just the sort of academic standards and the check-ins for the younger kids, there's also things that are happening for the teenagers as well that may not be serving your statistics, but those kids aren't necessarily falling through the cracks.
Yes, yes. And we have some, you know, it's not enough, and it just breaks my heart. It's not enough, but they're in that 15% by default because we can't count them in the cohort, but we are putting things in place. And working very hard with community partners, with families, to get those students what they need. And in some cases, you know, the students they're in the system 18, 19 years old, and that we also lose the ability, you know, beyond our GED and other programs, to help those students get the diploma as well.
Do you think that it's the students or the educators or parents or regulators? I mean, who is it the most incumbent on, or is it a combination to really work on changing some of these numbers?
We know that of all the policy, the infrastructure, the curriculum, the schools and teachers cannot do it by themselves, right? So they're about 70-75% of really making this statistically valid for, you know, in terms of getting more students and all of us closer to 100%. And the reason for that is that the communities, the families, they're such an integral part of setting expectations for their students, getting their students there every day, reinforcing what goes on at home, you know, taking from the school building, you know, to home. And there's so many factors with that. It's no way that we can get, you know, a scale way at 100% every time. Now, you have some extraordinary educators, some extraordinary parents, some extraordinary community partners that defy those odds, right? But they don't do it at 100%, 100% of the time. So we will not get there until to that ownership of that school, ownership of that child by parent, by families, by community, by the school all come together.